I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So a pastor was kidnapped in Malaysia last week, and we'll talk about why his story has gone viral. And we're also excited to tell you a story about how ministries are finding new ways to team up for the Great Commission. And this new partnership focuses on China. That story in just a moment. But we'll start today in Malaysia, which is up in arms over a bill that would make Sharia the law of the land. Pressure has been increasing on religious minorities like Christians, and proselytizing can land you in hot water, especially with Muslim extremists. A case in point, the broad daylight kidnapping of Pastor Raymond Koh last week. And his is a story that's gone viral. David Curry of Open Doors USA explains.
It's not uncommon in some of these Asian countries for police force to pick up people and to interrogate them without reporting it and then release them later. That would certainly be the best case option because I think his chances of surviving would be much higher. People are beginning to wonder, why are they not speaking? Are they behind this? And I don't know the answer to that. No one knows the answer to that. But it shows you how toxic the situation is there in Malaysia right now for Christians and for religious minorities.
So please, join us in praying for the body of Christ in Malaysia, not only for Pastor Koh's release, but also.
There's a lot of pressure on people who just want to decide for themselves that they'll be a Christian, who want to read the Bible. There are these lawsuits that continue to come up in Malaysia, one in particular where they're trying to outlaw the use of the name of God in that Malaysian language for Christians.
And when it comes to the Muslim world, just over 50% of Muslim people groups are completely unengaged, meaning they have no one sharing the gospel in their community. Frontiers USA has their mission trip applications open for 2017 in order to engage the Muslim world. One leader with Frontiers shares the results of a survey by Fuller Theological Seminary that interviewed over 700 formerly Muslim Christians.
They asked them this question. They said, what influenced you towards becoming a Christian? And 86% of those Muslims who now follow Christ, they said the most important factor was seeing the Christian faith lived out in front of me and having a Christian friend. So that can only happen face to face. Thus, the need to get more workers and the need to consider the heart of God as we see it in Scripture.
You can read more about missions in the Muslim world at missionnews.org. And meanwhile, ask God to give you a sensitive heart for the Great Commission.
Immersing ourselves in the Bible to gain the heart and the passion and God's heart for lost people. That really has to be the driving passion.
Finally, businesses often work together when it's beneficial for both financially. But for Christian ministries, the gain isn't money, rather a greater efficiency in the spread of the gospel. And that's why Bibles for China and China Partner are combining their individual strengths to benefit the church in China. Wendell Rovenstein at Bibles for China says,
I am personally looking forward to being with China Partner and networking and coming together so that the body of Christ universally is involved in what's taking place in China.
Now, this joint effort isn't just significant because both ministries work in China. It's really a matter of excitement for all of God's people. And that's because the need reflects another joyous reality, and that's growth of the church.
As each of the ministries are spending time in China, we're realizing that China believers, there's unbelievable numbers coming to Christ and unbelievable individuals that haven't had access to God's word.
Ministries are visiting rural China next month to assess how, together, they can better resource the church and multiply leadership training. And here's how you can help.
If they do nothing more than pray, I'm convinced by what I see God doing through our ministry that prayer is the greatest asset we have as a ministry.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.